This week on Pet Tips, we're going to talk about fleas. First, let's discuss a few common flea myths. Myth: my dog doesn't have fleas. Fact: all animals that go outside in this area are exposed to fleas. 95% of animals are flea allergic, and only 5% of the fleas live on the animal. For every flea you see, there are hundreds that you don't. Myth: I'm getting flea bites from my dog's fleas. Fact: fleas will rarely choose a human over a dog. The fleas biting you have most likely just hatched from the ground or your carpet. Myth: flea control is highly toxic. Fact: this is true for some of the older generation products, but the products that your veterinarian recommends are very safe and have been extensively tested. In some cases, these are the products that you may have already consumed yourself. Myth: garlic will get rid of fleas. Fact: while garlic does have some mild flea repellent properties, it is actually toxic to dogs and cats and not recommended. Myth: my indoor cat cannot get fleas. Fact: many cats that are exclusively indoors will still be exposed to fleas and may need periodic treatment. The bottom line is that fleas are extremely common on the Central Coast with our moderate climate, and they can pose a big risk to humans as well as pets, leading to the spread of parasites such as tapeworms and infectious disease such as cat scratch fever, a growing concern especially among seniors. The good news is that there are a large number and variety of inexpensive and very safe products available to eliminate fleas from your pets. They are all applied monthly and are available in topical or oral forms. Some products, such as Vectra, also kill ticks and help repel mosquitoes. Others, such as the oral medication Trifexis, also prevent heartworm disease and several intestinal parasites. Oral medications are a great choice if your dog swims or gets frequent baths. It's best to avoid older generation products such as flea collars, baths, and dips because these can be highly toxic, especially in cats, and fleas are largely resistant. This is Dr. Joel Kahn from Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. I'll be back next week with more pet tips. For more information, check out our Facebook page, visit us online at pismobeachvet.com, or come see us at 990 Price Street, Pismo Beach. We're open 7 days a week.